Day 12. Uncontrollable Cravings. Hi. There is nothing worse than not understanding why we do things that we do not want to do. For example, having uncontrollable cravings and ending up hating yourself for it. But trying to understand yourself, you first have to identify the possible physical causes. It is only after you have completely eliminated all the physical causes that you can then analyse the psychological side and do the ABCs. Joe, 36, came into Dr. LaRocque's after 2 years. He wanted to lose weight again. Before sitting down and without even saying hello, he became very aggressive, saying that life was not acceptable and that he could not deprive himself all the time. He claimed it was impossible for him to follow a diet and to have to work out for the rest of his life. Dr. LaRocque was surprised the person he knew 2 years ago had completely changed. The first time he had lost 65 pounds, 4 stone 6 pounds or 30 kilos, and trained 3 times a week at the gym. He was attractive, easygoing, and a source of inspiration to others. The result of his current mental weight were completely different from his previous one. Poor dietary habits, hypoglycemia, no exercise, very aggressive, and even signs of depression and guilt. He continued to rant. Dr. LaRocque asked him why he came for the visit and told him that if he really wanted, they could try and work out why he was feeling like he did. He had already noticed a lot of unrealistic thoughts, but at first he helped Joe identify the physical causes of his weight gain and his current emotional state. In fact, he had gained half the weight he had lost, 35 pounds, 2 stone 5 pounds or 15 kilos. The first physical cause for the loss of control of his diet, if not the most common reason, was hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. A drop in blood sugar that resulted in specific symptoms. He had indeed sugar cravings that he was unable to control other than taking sugar and in fact had become addicted to sugar. By talking with him, Dr. LaRocque learned that he had highly irregular eating times because of a very busy schedule, as he had started doing a degree course. He continued to work as a computer analyst in a company 4 days a week, attended courses on weekends, and studied weeknights at home. What's more, himself and his wife decided to have a house built in the country, and he was going to be the project manager for that. When Dr. LaRocque asked him how many hours sleep he got a night, Joe smiled and said that he slept very little, about 4 to 5 hours a night. Unfortunately, fatigue is a major cause of hunger. Recent studies have shown the negative effect hormones, lack of sleep and fatigue can have on the body, resulting in hunger and how eating sugars temporarily reduces the feeling of fatigue, which explains why we crave and may reach for sugar when we are tired. The answer, of course, is not just as simple as stop eating sugar and eat protein more often, but do look at eliminating the fatigue. When Dr. LaRocque challenged Joe with this prospect, he responded by saying he just hadn't enough time in the day. He said he was at his computer till 2 in the morning and had to wake up at 7 a.m. and stated that he basically had no life. Dr. LaRocque disagreed with him and told him that he had the life he chose, and if he was not happy with his current choices, along with the physical and psychological consequences, he would need to make other choices. Talk tomorrow.